What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Glad you're back with us here. It is the 20th day of September, in case you're keeping track, and it's a Friday. So we're all happy about that. We're relaxed. Carl Middleman, I've never seen him less stressed in his life than this morning.
Thank you, Desk Bourbon.
I think that's it. I think that must have helped. That must have done the trick. We're happy that we could be here with you this morning. We got John Pudner coming up from Take Back Action to talk more about some of these swing states and some of the polls we're seeing there, about how tight it is, about whether we should trust this polling. I know a lot of people laugh when I say that, but I heard a report yesterday. We've been seeing how they underestimated Donald Trump's strength in a couple of these swing states in the last two election cycles, and it would appear they're doing that again. But I heard a report yesterday that they've figured that out and they've factored it into these polls. That's what they say every time. I'm interested to know what John Pudner's take is on that. We'll get to him about 6:22. Check of business with Nicole here at the bottom of the hour. A little later, we're going to talk to Catherine Kostreva. And she has got a fantastic event coming up. And the reason she wants to come on the air here and talk about it is she's trying to reach more veterans. They have an event coming up specifically for veterans and business owners and mentors and military spouses and all of that. And they try to help people who are transitioning, right? They do it at no cost. They're a charity from that point of view. But they got a big event coming up. And it's down at a place called Asymmetric Solutions. And if you've never heard of it, it's like a playground for the Second Amendment. I just have to tell you, they got a bunch of people down there who were Tier 1 operators and MARSOC and all of that stuff. They have a facility down near Farmington. They call it the Missouri Special Warfare Center, 1,800 acres. And they've got ranges down there that you just can't believe and weapons that you can shoot. They got an event coming up that we're going to talk more about later in the show in the 8 o'clock hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. We will get to that. You know what, Carl Middleman? I brought this up a minute ago. I have a warning for people this morning. I was almost the victim of a scam yesterday. And I avoided it mainly because I've always got that voice in the back of my head that says, wait a minute, why do they need that information?
They don't.
I listed something for sale on Marketplace on Facebook, and it's an electric range that we took out of our house that we don't need anymore. Works fine. I figured I'll sell it instead of having it clutter up my garage. And within 20 minutes of the listing, I've got somebody saying, I'll buy it. Made me an offer for full price, and I'm thinking, well, that's great. It normally takes longer than that. And the next conversation was, will you take Zelle? Have you heard of Zelle?
Yes.
Yeah, Zelle.
My bank uses it. I don't trust it.
A lot of banks use it, and I have not used it very often that I remember. So I checked with my bank. I confirmed that they used it, and the very first thing they wanted to do was, send me your Zelle information so I can pay you right now. I thought,
that's not how that works.
I mean, I'm happy that you want to pay me so quickly. I go on and I view the buyer, and I see that the last job this person had was at a restaurant somewhere in Europe. And I'm like, that's not right. Nobody in Europe is buying an electric range for me. So then I started asking a few more questions about, before I send you that, where are you located? Send me your phone number. And they immediately ignored me and said, what's your Zelle so I can make the payment now? And I'm like, Your profile shows that you're in Europe somewhere. And I started researching this, and I found out that there are scams on there where these people will take your Zelle information, overpay you, and then demand the money back and lawsuits. And I don't know if they've figured out some way to hack into this or not. But it was very weird. And the minute I challenged them, they removed themselves from the conversation. So just know that that's out there. If you're trying, don't ever share that information with someone. Tell them you want cash, mm-hmm. or tell them we can do the transaction when you show up at the house. I think that's the safer way of doing that.
Plane ticket and come over here from.
Yeah, well, yeah, particularly in this
Lithuania.
Case. Yeah, and be smart about it. If you're going to scam someone, create a profile that shows you live somewhere in the continental United States.
That's it, Mark. Help them.
Thank you. Sorry, Carl. I had to get that off my chest this morning. All right.
Hey, but you weren't scammed. That's the best
That's
part.
True. Lots to get to here. Let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I'm very proud of the people I appointed. They have been, they've been abused by the radical left.
President Trump last night talking about the members of the Supreme Court and this discovery that some leftist up in Alaska has targeted the six people appointed by Republicans on the United States Supreme Court with more than 465 threatening messages. I mean, that's exactly what we're dealing with here this morning, folks. I'm telling you.
President, what would be your specific steps? Yeah, of course. What would be specific steps to strengthening the border?
So it's a wonderful and important question. I my background was as a prosecutor, and I was also the elected attorney general for two terms of a border state.
Yeah, again, didn't answer the question. One more example of the fails of Kamala Harris at this Oprah Winfrey worldwide event with Hollywood stars last night.
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary and she won it. Nobody else got in the race.
Nancy Pelosi, we have to install our candidate before we can find out more about her. Tried to argue last night that they had a fair and open primary and Kamala Harris won it. She didn't get a single vote.
At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border.
Yeah, that powerful testimony. You know, yesterday morning, if you listened to the show, you heard Griff Jenkins on here. He's getting ready to cover that story of what really happened at the southern border. And Aaron Heidke is a guy you were hearing from there. He's a former Border Patrol chief. And he said he was ordered by the administration to cover up the problems at the border. It was powerful. I'm going to play more of that for you coming up, but I need to get to a break because I got John Pudner on the other side of the break, president of Take Back Action, to talk more about what's going on in some of these swing states. We're back here in just a minute.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
47 days from now, we're going to defeat Kamala Harris. You have to defeat Kamala Harris. More than any other people on earth, Israel, I believe, has to defeat her. You know that? And I've never said this before. I'm thinking, Miriam, more than any people on earth, Israel has to defeat her. I really believe that it's a disaster for Israel.
Yeah, President Trump last night addressing a group that supports Israel here in the United States and lamenting the fact that he lost the Jewish vote bigly. last time around, and he's kind of baffled by that, and I would probably have to agree with him on that. I do not know how you could look at the policy of this administration toward Iran and many of Israel's enemies and think that anything they're doing is in your best interest. But it, one of his points he's trying to make, and boy, these races are razor tight, if you believe the polls in some of the swing states. Let me get to my guest right now. We got John Pudner on the phone, president of the Take Back Action Fund. John, great to have you back. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What's your take on what's going on in Pennsylvania, for example? I know that's one of the states where the margins appear to be razor thin here.
Yeah, I always look at trends. I mean, that's how we saw the Trump win coming in 2016 and loss in 2020. And, Pennsylvania's kind of moved in the wrong direction a little bit. Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, if you just follow the trends, that just means the polls keep moving the way they have in the last month. You know, those three would actually be one-point wins for Harris. But, surprisingly, Trump would win without any of the three of them because North Carolina, Georgia, and now Wisconsin are all trending toward narrow wins, less than a point. But the quick math is that gets you to 272 for Trump. So it's razor thin. He can't lose any of those three, North Carolina, Georgia, Wisconsin. But Wisconsin's actually improved 2 points just in the last month. So, you know, by that logic, he makes up that last point plus and pulls that off as one of the big three.
I watch this, John, as an observer, as somebody who worked in local journalism for many years here in the greater St. Louis area and other TV markets. And when it comes to the mainstream media's coverage of this race, I call out the bias all the time. And I've been making particular points on the lack of difficult questions to Kamala Harris when they do have the opportunity to do it. Yesterday, I heard Abby Phillip commenting on CNN, basically admitting Kamala Harris's strategy here. Listen.
Abortion will be centered to this
these
election.
These events are, part of a strategy that the Harris campaign is putting out there, which is to largely avoid doing interviews. They're not necessarily settings that put her, that where she shines. Mm-hmm. So they're doing this instead. And this was very different for her. Might it work?
Yeah. Even CNN is questioning why nobody seems to be able to nail down Kamala Harris with serious questions.
Well, and I do think that's sticking somewhat. One of the recent polls, Marist poll, had, you know, she's really dropped with independents. You know, of course, they've gone for the all out. We're just going to turn out Democrats and not go to the middle. And, the old basketball four corners from years ago, you know, if you think you're winning, you stay away from the press. You limit debates. You know, I had to do one. And, yeah, I think they overestimated the surge they had kind of in the honeymoon and thought maybe they could just hide her. I think in the end that's going to hurt them.
Well, you're right. They do have to go after those independents. Did you see any of the highlights or lowlights from the Oprah Winfrey extravaganza last night?
Sorry to say I didn't.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised, but she gave the same answers to everything. You know, I grew up in a middle-class family. I used to be a prosecutor, but no specifics on anything. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if Oprah Winfrey, because she used to be a journalist and she obviously did talk shows for many years, was sitting there thinking in the back of her head silently, what have I done by endorsing this woman? Because she won't be specific on any of her plans.
Yeah, I think if your campaign is your food's going to cost less and, you know, taxes are lower and everything else with no specifics, that sounds popular. But do people believe you have any plan to get there? And again, this is where being a sitting VP hurts. I mean, sometimes you can throw out something that sounds like a new plan, but I think for Trump and his supporters to keep hammering, why haven't you done it yet, makes that tough. It really makes it tough to pull off her strategy long term.
Yeah. What is your Take Back Action Fund working on right now?
Yeah, so we talk about these different election integrity issues. So we've talked about the way money is moved through Act Blue. We think illicit foreign funds into help liberal causes. So we hit these kind of issues and just kind of the rules of the game. You know, we really need a group on the right with the rules of the game. So that's what's on takebackactions.org.
Well, good. John Pudner, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to get him on here this morning. And I clearly other people see it. The question is, does it make an impact? I mean, I looked at the ads. There was that great one he ran the other day where she said he wants to, you know, mass deport people. And then he goes, I'm Donald Trump and I paid for this this ad. They're using some of her words against her where they can get her to actually say something. Yesterday, she lied and claimed that Donald Trump has a tax plan where he's going to increase your taxes by 20%, which what she's taken is his tariff idea and taken that and drawn the conclusion that it would translate into 20% higher prices at the grocery store. I mean, none of it makes any sense. Just one more example that she doesn't understand the economy, period. And she talks in circles. So we'll talk more about that coming up. We got Jim Carafano coming up at 7:20. We're going to talk about the attacks by apparently Israel on Hezbollah the last couple of days. Up next, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole Murray. Stay tuned. So, Carl, who is that again?
It's my buddy, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, Pitbull.
Are we listening to the Pitbull set list today? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, maybe. I got two more songs. And then we'll get into our Friday stuff.
Hey, you got to get to Nicole here. I have a question for her.
Okay. If she loves Pitbull or not.
Yeah. Nicole, can you hear us this morning?
I can hear you.
I'm glad. Okay, can you hear me now? I feel it sound like a Verizon commercial. Did you hear the bump music there? Are you a Pitbull fan?
Mr. Worldwide, I'm all about it.
Carl is going to see that show, and I haven't seen him this excited in a long time.
Oh, I heard he is amazing live.
Every song is positive and upbeat. There are no ballads or anything. It's party, party, party.
Good.
I'm all about it.
Party, party. Like, he's not, he had no relation to Puff Daddy, does he?
No.
Oh.
No, I hope not.
I have read some, yesterday I read this story about that, where Combs' late wife released some sort of a biography with all of these details or supposedly tapes that she saved. And I mean, wow, this thing just keeps getting weirder and weirder, doesn't it?
It does. I read something this morning that he's now on suicide watch while wherever he's being held.
Well, he and Jeffrey Epstein, my guess is if something happens to Combs, he didn't do it to himself, because that list of names is out there somewhere of who was at all these parties. Somebody knows. If this goes to trial, all that comes out.
Like, the whole thing just has me speechless, because like, there's been hints about this dropping for months. People have been hinting at it for months of like, oh, we'll watch out for Diddy's parties and all of that. So now that it's come to fruition, I can't say I'm 100% surprised. But then, like you said, as more and more details come out, I just, one word is speechless.
I am a little surprised that Diddy was not in a country with no U.S. extradition when this happened, because Lord knows he had the means. Oh, no. She's right, though. The rumors have been around for a while. There's no way he didn't see this coming.
And Justin Bieber's concerned as well.
Yeah, I'll bet they all are.
Well, his lawyers allegedly told him months ago that you're going to get arrested at some point. So, what are you going to do? Flee the country for months at a time?
We can afford the best lawyers. We'll see what happens. Wow. All right. What's going on in business this morning?
Okay, so futures are slightly lower after the Dow and the S&P 500 closed at record highs yesterday. The Dow gained 522, the NASDAQ up 440, and the S&P 500 up 95. Boeing has announced it will begin temporary furloughs this week as more than 30,000 workers in Seattle remain on strike. St. Louis area employees will be affected, though leadership did not provide specific numbers. Kelly Ortberg, CEO, noted that furloughed employees will continue to receive benefits and is planning for selected workers to take 1 week of furlough every 4 weeks on a rolling basis for the duration of the strike. Employees, janitors, drivers, and other associates from Amazon warehouses in the region have gathered to demand the tech company boost its wage floor to $25 an hour. Many workers currently make between $17 and $19 an hour. Apple has been warned by the European Union to allow access of its guarded iPhone and iPad operating systems to rival technologies or possibly face antitrust fines. The EU has given the tech giant 6 months to resolve the issues. If Apple fails to comply, the company could be fined 10% of its global revenue. And more from the tech giant, Apple has released a software update that will implant artificial intelligence capabilities into its virtual assistant Siri and automate various tasks. The free update occurred 2 weeks ahead of Apple's original projected launch date. United Airlines said it has seen a 25% uptick in demand for flights on weekends during which Taylor Swift has held concerts abroad. Swift is an economic force of her own, driving up spending and boosting the local economies wherever she performs. Market research firm Question Pro estimated that All Eras tours could help add $5 billion to the global economy. M&M has announced a new flavor, peanut butter and jelly. The new creation will hit stores nationwide this December. And finally, travelers on TikTok headed to a new city want to immerse themselves in the culture, naturally, but with unexpected hotspot destinations. One of the favorite places, local grocery stores, so they can grab tasty souvenirs while on an international trip.
Oh, great. Isn't that convenient? I guess so.
I'm not going to a grocery store. If I'm traveling abroad, like Italy or France, no, you're going to take me to a restaurant.
Well,
so
don't you want
to
see what it's how different it is?
No, I want to be waited on hand and foot. I can get the same foods, but served to me on a silver platter.
I love your standards. I really do. But let me add an observation here. So I was lucky enough to travel with my wife to Italy earlier this year, right? And we took about an 11-day bus trip across southern Italy, and when you stop at the roadside gas stations are so different than anything you see in the U.S. They have complete restaurants, deli restaurants, in every gas station. Like, here you joke that you would never go into a gas station and order sushi, right? But over there, they've got... You can get all of the cold cuts and the buffalo cheese and olives, and I mean, just it's amazing, the calzone. I mean, it's amazing what you can get in a gas station in Italy. I think you'd love it.
Fine, I'll do it, but I'm not happy about it.
Yeah, but it's not. You're not going to a grocery store. You're going to a gas station. And speaking of that, Nicole, what flavor jelly is this M&M's? Is it grape, strawberry? Do we not know?
Ooh, I don't know, actually. That's a very good question. Either way, I'm not a fan. I feel like, why try and fix something that's not broken? Classic M&M's are great. I think peanut M&M's are almost over the edge. Like, keep it simple. I may be basic, and that may not be a popular opinion, but it's just too much.
I don't even think that's an option, Carl. I think it would have to be grape. I think if it's peanut butter and jelly, it's grape. It's not strawberry.
Ethan has just said he will answer that for us in other news.
Oh, okay. So we're going to get more details on that.
We'll let you know, too, Nicole.
Before long.
Please do.
Nicole, have a great weekend. I know you will. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Take care. Nicole Murray there with this morning's business. Yeah, I don't think that's a question, Carl. And we'll find out from Ethan.
Will give us a definitive answer next.
Yeah, that's good. We do have another news coming up a little later, next hour, 7:35. So set your clock. If you can't keep listening right now on the Odyssey app, you can hit the rewind button. Everything we do is on demand pretty quickly. You can go back and listen to it on the podcast. But at about 7:35, we are going to talk to Edward Lang. If you don't know the name, Jacob Lang has been in jail for January 6th related charges since it happened. His stay in lockup has been one of the lengthiest. Other people who are facing similar charges have been fully acquitted. 60 Minutes went to great lengths on Sunday night. In fact, the day that Donald Trump was facing his second assassination attempt, to run a hit piece claiming that Trump is just lying about all of these January 6th people being persecuted. It's not a lie. They are being persecuted. They're being targeted by the deep state and the Department of Justice lifers who don't want to see Donald Trump get reelected, and they want to try to hang this whole thing around his neck. Absolutely. We're going to get Edward Jacob Lang on the phone at about 7:35 this morning. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to get to a quick break. Coming up, we will find out the key question, Carl, if it's grape or strawberry jelly in those M&Ms.
Or other.
What's other? What's other jelly?
I don't know. We'll find out with Ethan.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Gone! One-of-a-kind player. One-of-a-kind season. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Shohei Ohtani made baseball history last night with the greatest hitting performance of his career. The Los Angeles Dodgers slugger went 6-for-6 with 3 home runs, 2 stolen bases, 10 RBIs, and a 20-4 win over the Miami Marlins.
Wow.
It was the first time Ohtani had hit 6 times in one game, and the 10 RBIs is the most any player has had in one game in Dodger history. He also started the 50-50 club. 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases. It's the first time it's ever been done in the MLB. And then he broke it and got 51 of each.
Holy cow.
He is the best player.
He might be. He didn't do well here. I saw one of the Dodgers games when he was here, and there were Ohtani jerseys all around me. I don't know how I ended up sitting in a Dodgers section, but there were lots of Dodgers. Surprised at the number of Dodger fans. And Ohtani did not have a great game when he played in St. Louis. I was really hoping to see more. I mean, not that I wanted the Cardinals to lose, but you're watching one of what's supposed to be one of the greatest hitters and obviously
and
the
pitchers.
Highest paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just got to be. He's not yet because I don't think he's put the years in yet, but he has got to be in the conversation for greatest.
So now whatever happened to the controversy with him funding somebody who was betting on
that was his interpreter.
Sports?
That was in his interpreter.
And Pete Rose's comment was, I needed an interpreter,
yes.
Right? I mean, come on. How do you get away with this crap?
It sort of did just kind of disappear.
It just disappeared.
Well, they
because Major League Baseball
Japan.
Needed it to disappear because if Pete Rose's problems had popped up when he was in the heart of his career,
right.
They probably would have disappeared too.
Yeah.
Instead of at the tail end.
If it's at the tail end where they could get rid of him and it wouldn't impact anything, then I think it made a difference. If that guy's not in the Hall of Fame, there shouldn't be a Hall of Fame. I know you've heard me say it before, but it's true. Go ahead.
I agree.
Yeah.
Country star Zach Bryan deleted his X account following backlash over a tweet which he implied Kanye West was better than Taylor Swift. The country singer explained that the tweet, made while he was drunk, wasn't meant to offend anyone. However, Swift's fan base reacted strongly, criticizing Bryan for the comparison. Now, he's deactivated his X account. If you want to know what it was literally, he put, Eagles were better than the Chiefs, Kanye was better than Taylor, and then all heck broke loose.
So, oh, boy.
Which kind of amuses me because this is the generation that was raised not to bully anybody, and all they do is bully people on X.
Oh, well, I mean, it's the cancel
you know
culture,
I mean?
Right? I mean, that's exactly who they are.
It just kind of cracks me up.
And we know you should not drunk tweet.
Apparently. But it really wasn't that bad of a tweet. I mean, other people have tweeted way worse and have not been canceled. But
apparently you don't want to piss off the Swifties.
Apparently.
No.
Tupperware Brands, the company behind the iconic plastic kitchenware, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Once known for its role of empowering women through Tupperware parties in the mid-20th century America, the company has struggled in recent years due to declining sales, increased competition, and challenges with its direct-to-consumer marketing model.
It was huge. Remember the Tupperware parties that they'd have and all that?
Yeah.
And now it's kind of...
Well, you can buy those cheap plastic things for
thank
nothing.
Thank you.
Oh, Rubbermaid.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, but I really like the old Tupperware. I'm kind of a nostalgia.
They seem to last a long time, too, though.
Well, yeah, they're thicker and they're just better.
I have a question, and it's not an original one because I saw somebody else post it on social media recently. Why in the world do the people at Ziploc not get a hold of the potato chip companies and tell them to put Ziploc at the top of their bags?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
That is
why?
A good idea.
Why? Why do you have to roll up, crinkle up the top of the potato chip bag and put a chip clip on it?
Because they want
you
to
have
buy
the ability
more.
To zip it closed.
They want you to
That's
buy
a good
more,
point.
Mark.
Yeah, and probably most people eat the whole bag.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not saying it's good, nor am I endorsing it. I'm just saying that's what happened.
But you're right, Sue.
So to answer your question you guys have been asking, M&M's first new flavor innovation since 2020 is here. It's peanut butter and jelly M&Ms. Nicole just told us about it. Hmm. I looked all over about 10 different articles, and all they say is it is a berry-flavored chocolate. So
it's not like...
It's not grape. They once had a strawberry peanut butter M&M, but they discontinued that, and they said it's not the same as that, so it is probably some sort of mixture of berries. So I'm thinking, like, if you get a mixed berry jelly, strawberry... Blueberry,
you
raspberry.
Said berry-flavored chocolate.
It is the chocolate that is flavored, yes.
See, okay. I was thinking of it different ways. I thought, are they going to put a little bit of peanut butter and berry-flavored chocolate in one? But no, it's just berry-flavored chocolate.
Thank
and
you
then
for
I thought,
your research.
Yeah.
Maybe some are just peanut butter like M&Ms, yeah. and then some are jelly-ish. You know, I couldn't
figure
that
out. Eat two
right,
of them
together. Right, yeah. together.
Ooh.
Oh, that's missed a great opportunity. Idea, Carl. Missed opportunity, M&Ms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A new report from Gate Checked finds bad behavior has dropped 75% over the course of the last 3 years on flights. The FAA got a little over 1,400 reports since January. That's more in line with the numbers it saw before the pandemic. Now, during the same time in the 2021 timeframe, it received over 6,000. The report has three reasons why we're on our best behavior again. No mask mandates, more seasoned people are traveling again, and they know the rules. And flights are now serving alcohol again.
I thought that was leading to more problems.
No, they got drunk
everybody
before
down. Yeah.
they got on the plane. They weren't serving them on the plane, so people would be at the airport bar getting drunk before they got on the plane.
You know, I think, go ahead, Sue.
I was going to say, I think the biggest factor in all that was no masks.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably.
You know, nobody's going back and forth about it.
Speaking of drinking, I did notice when I was traveling recently that at Lambert, they switched the rules during COVID where you could get a drink to go from the bar and carry it to the gate. There are some airports that have switched back where you can't take the alcohol out of the bar area now.
Ooh.
Huh. I don't know why. I don't know if that's contributed to it or not.
Yeah, what's it really changing? And finally, a first edition copy of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. These are the books, not the movies. With original dust jackets, maps, and in-text illustrations has gone up for auction. The books are being auctioned by Heritage Auctions. There's about 22 days left, and the current bid is $63,000.
$63,000.
They are not signed. They have one listing on 8books.com that currently went for $186,000 for three books. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
What would you pay for the Star Wars trilogy there, Carl? You probably got it already. He's already got it locked in his vault.
He's got every copy.
I have it.
I wonder if Nicole even knows what all you have in there, does she?
She does, because it's insured.
Wow.
I told you, folks, you just have no idea. No idea whatsoever what's going on with Carl Middleman. Coming up, we got Jim Carafano. We'll find out more about a little trick the Israelis apparently pulled off on Hezbollah.
Mark Cox. Get more at 971talk.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.